Hello, I'm your host, Gemma Hulbert, and welcome to the Yacht Stew Podcast. This space is entirely dedicated to authentic conversations about life at sea. Through thoughtful chats and real experiences, I talk with some of the most insightful men and women in the yachting industry. No questions off the table as we dive into the wonderful and absurd world of stewardesses. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Yacht Stew Podcast. I am so excited to have you here today, and this is a rather special episode. It is my first in-person episode. Today I am recording with Jackie, our head chef on board. We are, just to paint a picture for you, sitting in a guest cabin at 8:30 at night, sharing one microphone, sitting rather close to each other, trying not to laugh. So please excuse us if we laugh throughout this entire episode. It's been a bit of a comedic day. So Jackie and I first met, I suppose you could say met, on Instagram back in 2015. I saw Jackie online. She's at Cupcake at Sea, for anyone curious. Saw her food. We needed a chef, and I messaged her and went, "Hey, Jackie, you don't know me." At that point, I don't even think I knew your real name. And I said, "How do you feel about coming to Canada and working on a boat?" And you said no. So Jackie, welcome to the podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah, back in 2015, I was really happy with the job I was in. I was just super excited that people would send me a DM, I guess, looking for chefs. I didn't realize this was even a thing. So that was super exciting to start with. And finally it worked. Now I'm here and we're working together and it's been amazing.
It was a five-year dream for us, I think. And I'm so pumped to have Jackie on board. She is just an incredible, incredible chef with so much talent. But she's also, you're just an epic crew member, Jackie. And we love having you around. So today, we just really want to talk together with you guys about communication between the galley and interior department. I know that can be quite tricky sometimes. We're going to touch on the importance of crew food, menu planning, and you're working on a really exciting new venture, which is something we have to touch base on. So hopefully we can squeeze it in at the end. So first things first, let's talk about communication with the chief stew, because I know it is something that is kind of an ongoing debate and topic on various boats. It can be a cause for a lot of tension and friction. You and I have kind of just figured out a routine that works for us, and we've only been working together now for about 2 months. So maybe you can share with us communication, why it's important, and what you kind of expect from chief stews, and how we can kind of bridge that gap between the two departments.
Well, I've always said that during service, kind of treat the chef like they're blind, and you need to paint a picture of what's going on at the table so I know who's sitting down, who's not sitting down, who's, you know, wandering, taking a phone call, all these sorts of things, so that I can kind of gauge when things might need to be ready and all that sort of thing. A lot of time, 2 minutes is a long time in the galley. And if you say suddenly like 2 minutes, it's like, okay, right, I've got time to do this and then I'll be plated and ready. So I think we've worked out quite a good system, and it seems to be flowing quite smoothly so far. So
yeah, you're absolutely right. I think sometimes I over radio, but do you think that's a thing? Can you get annoyed with people radioing you too many times, or would you prefer far more over far less?
I'm definitely down for far more, so that I know exactly what is happening up there. Like, yeah, people are halfway through. Nope. Someone's gone, taking a phone call, could be 5 minutes, could be longer, who knows. There's a rainstorm coming, we have to move the table inside. Could be any number of factors going on out there that in the galley you have no idea what's happening. So I'm definitely, yeah, more communication the better.
That's such a good point. I think as stews, we don't even take into consideration how blind you are at the table. I just think that's so brilliant. Chefs are blind at the table. That's something we can all remember and something we can all move forward with. Because you're right, if Mr. stands up to take a phone call, or if a guest excuses themselves to go to the washroom and we're unable to clear because they haven't quite finished their plate, that's huge. And that really can affect your cooking times, your plating times, so on and so forth. So I think that's a really good piece of advice, actually, being blind at the table. Definitely something that we should kind of pass on to our friends, because I think that's something that all the girls on board could really learn from as well. So thanks for sharing that. That was really cool. So meal service, you know, you're going through the meal, I'm radioing you. Do you prefer guesser halfway, or do you prefer if someone just guesses 2 minutes, 3 minutes in? What's your preference?
I'm going to say potentially the halfway call. In the past, I've had people say 2 minutes, sometimes absolutely spot on. Sometimes their 2 minutes can turn into 5 minutes, or like I said, there could be a rainstorm. There could be any number of things happen. So yeah, they're kind of the halfway mark. But then again, that doesn't, if they could eat really fast the first half of their meal, and the second half, suddenly they slow down, they chat, they take a phone call, who knows? So it's a tough one, but I feel I would like to know at halfway point, and then I'd like to know when you're getting close to clearing. So maybe not necessarily put a time frame on it, but sort of say, okay, all finished bar one, hoping to clear shortly, maybe 2 minutes. Like, so I kind of have a bit of an idea when I need to sort of get moving and what's going on.
That's a really good advice. I do struggle with timing. I have tried in the past to say, oh, 2 minutes, oh, 3 minutes. And then you hit 4 minutes after you've just told the galley it's going to be two, and you're going, oh no, I've totally just messed up the dessert or whatever the case may be. So I think that also is really good advice, is just keeping tabs on everything that happens, but keeping tabs on how quickly they're eating. Are they halfway? I've even said to you, they're 1/3 of the way through before, because they're not quite halfway. They're not a quarter. And when I did say that, the captain walked in the pantry and he's like, you're very precise this evening. I was like, oh, thank you. Because I guess you just got to tell them everything, don't you? I mean, we do. We very much share everything in terms of meal service. So meal planning, this is something perhaps we maybe do a little different than a lot of other boats, but we meal plan together. Mm-hmm. So as a chef, is that something you've done on other boats? Is that something, you know, that's kind of new to you? What's kind of your take on meal planning with the chief stew?
I think my last two boats have definitely been kind of like, I would speak with the chief stew and sort of, you know, did you hear any comments, like any the vibe out there? And if maybe they'd mentioned, oh, we feel like a sandwich, or we feel like fish and chips, or we feel like a steak. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'll put that in the menu. Those kind of things. Here, for sure, you obviously know the owner for a lot longer than I have. So I'm kind of like, okay, what about this? And we kind of bounce ideas backwards and forwards, which has been super helpful for me to sort of feel my way around and figure them out and all that sort of thing. And plus, I think a lot of the time I do write things down, but I get confused from day to day. So I'm kind of like, what did I do that? When did I last do cherry tomatoes or something, or a fish and with an almond crust? And so it's remembering, because I go through so many different meals and food ideas in my head, that if someone else is like, no, wait, you did that like 2 days ago, I'm like, oh, of course, right, can't do that, change tack and go somewhere else. So I think it's really useful as well, just having the chief stew's input. And obviously, once again, I can't see what's going on out there. Maybe someone didn't eat all of their potatoes the other night, so maybe that's not something they're big on. So I'm like, okay, let's go somewhere else, let's maybe do a mashed potato rather than a roasted potato, things like that.
That's such a good point. I think something that I have found working with you is so, so refreshing is there is no ego in your galley. There, and guys, I'm saying this while like looking lovingly into her eyes, but there isn't. There is no ego in your galley. And I think that's why we work so well together, is I'm like, hey, you made this for crew, it was amazing, why don't we make it for guests? And it's never like, well, you're not the chef, how dare you tell me what to make? It's, oh, we're a collective team. Service is only going to be successful if galley and interior are on the same page. So surely we should be working together.
Absolutely.
So I just think it makes so much more sense for us in our situation to be working together.
Definitely. Like, I'm always open to ideas. Working alone, sometimes I'm kind of like, I can't think of anything. Or you sort of, you know, I think one day I kind of hit a bit of a mental block and I was like, I don't know what to do today. And suddenly like a couple of words or something and I'm off on another tangent with like 10 ideas. And it was like, okay, calm down. Let's just, you know, one thing at a time. But yeah, sometimes, you know, you just need that inspiration. You need someone to go, no, that was really good. Let's try that on the guests. And I'm like, okay, and off we go.
And we do that all the time, because you guys, Jackie's crew food is out of this freaking world. It is so delicious. We get dessert every day.
Not every day.
Okay, like 5 or 6 days a week. That's pretty much every day when you think about it. And there's always leftovers. So speaking of crew food, I do think it's a topic that's kind of overlooked. And I have certainly been on boats where crew food has been phenomenal, other boats where crew food has maybe lacked a little heart and soul. So how do you view crew food? On the level of importance to you, where does it fall? And what role do you feel it plays in keeping the crew happy?
Well, crew food for me, I think I've been a sole chef for at least 8 years now. And crew food's a huge part of my day. And I love it. Like, it excites me. And I will sit up way later than I probably should at night, scrolling Pinterest or Instagram or new cookbooks, looking for some ideas and thinking about what's in the fridge. Or I'll wake up thinking about, what am I going to do today? And I know that probably sounds a little bit weird, but yeah, the crew food, it really helps morale, I think. And it helps me get boys to carry heavy boxes and walk through the engine room with a big delivery to the straight to the fridge rather than over more flights of stairs and things like that. So I just think it's super important. And if people have something to look forward to after maybe a long night, they're like, oh, we might get bacon and eggs, or lunchtime, it's really hot out, and then they come inside to the aircon and they're like, oh yes, what's for lunch? Like, they're actually excited to come down to the crew mess and see what's there. And sort of, they don't have any idea, because I don't plan things. I just randomly sometimes decide at 10 a.m. what's for lunch, and miracles happen in 2 hours sometimes. But I definitely, you will never know from one day to the next what is going on. And people quite often say, what's for lunch? And I'm like, well, not sure, but we'll both know at 12 o'clock.
That's brilliant. I wish I could do that. I wish I could just whip a meal out for like 15 people in 2 hours without any preconceived idea of what the heck I'm going to make. And I think the way you view crew food actually just shows what a heart of service you do have for others, because it is an act of service. You could 100% get away with just serving frozen food, anything from the freezer section. You could get away with doing that every single day, or just putting lettuce, cucumber, tomato in a bowl and calling that the salad day and night for weeks on end. But you don't. And I think because you don't, it actually boosts the crew morale, because you're right, we are all so pumped to come down. It's different every day. And the vibe in the crew mess is great. Everyone's laughing, everyone's having fun. And I have never seen more people in a galley than I have with you. And I think something that's really, really helped is you actually get us involved in the galley. You never ask us, hey, do you want to come in the galley and keep me company? It's, you've got epic music going on. Jackie, by the way, you guys, has downloaded all of my husband's playlists. So it's great. I always go in for a sing-along. But you have epic music going. You always chat to every person that walks by. You ask everyone how their day is. If you don't see someone all day, you're like, oi, come in here and talk to me. I haven't seen you. Are you okay? How was your day? So you really get the crew involved, and you make it, I mean, you have an open door policy. It's so good. Have you always had crew involved in the galley? I mean, you recently taught me how to make cheesecake. I can officially live for the rest of my life only knowing cheesecake. I'm happy as can be. But have you always had crew involved in cooking and, you know, in and out of the galley?
I want to say yes, I always have. As far back as I could remember, for sure. I've always had people coming in, if not for a special occasion, just curious. People come down at like 5:45, like, what's for dinner? And if I'm making something that they want to make, be like, oh, next time can you show me? And I'm like, yeah, sure, like, if I'm on a weekend watch, or, you know, come on, let's give it a go. So yeah, I'm always happy to show people a lot of the stuff I do. Is, you know, it's not really difficult. It's, you know, a lot of the recipes are just, I don't know, something you could make at home. It's not high-end stuff for crew half the time. It's just, yeah, a different way of doing it and keeping people entertained. So it's definitely, I think we've started a trend now here on Sundays. We have cinnamon buns at 10 a.m.
Yes, we do.
As per a engineering department's request. So that's the latest thing going on. And a few years ago, I had one boat I was on. We used to make what we called the Messina sandwich, which was a sandwich which was discussed and sort of invented going through the Messina Straits. And it became a thing. So I seem to every boat, yeah, there's a thing, and the people come in and they want to make it and give it a go and get involved. And yeah, I'm more than happy to share recipes and all that sort of stuff. And if people want to, yeah, have a go at home, absolutely love it.
That's awesome. Now I'm curious, what the heck is in this sandwich that made it so good?
So the Messina sandwich is like, it was a brioche bun. It was bacon, hash brown, spinach, mushrooms, and a sausage with some ketchup and mayo.
God, it's like brunch in a sandwich. Okay, I can see why this is. Can we have that next week?
I think it's on the cards to make an appearance.
Excellent.
Potentially.
Oh, excellent. So we kind of touched on this a little bit, but you said you don't actually meal plan, which for those, you know, maybe curious about getting into yachting as a chef or those that are a chef, that might sound a little absurd to them. What have been the positives and the negatives of not really sticking to a super tight meal plan when it comes to crew?
Potentially me running around like crazy trying to think what to make. No, I think I always have options out and available when I think about it the night before. But if I see something online overnight or I wake up in the morning and I've got this inspiration to try something new, I'm like, oh yeah, I've got that. I'm going to do that. I have tried to write crew menu plans. I really have, but I just can't seem to stick to them. I go off course, I change tact. I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't know whether it's the regiment of it. I just give up on it. I also, sometimes I go through the crew fridge and be like, oh, I'm going to take that and sort of use those sorts of things up or whatever. And then that could form a whole nother meal in itself. And I'm like, right, that's where I'm going today, and push the idea off to another day. On boss trips, I do try and sort of plan my crew meals a little bit more so that there's not so much stress involved. But again, I get creative and go off course, and Pinterest is amazing. I see what people are making on Instagram, so I'm like, oh, I could try that, and off I go. And that's, yeah, then we end up at lunchtime and it's not really where I planned on going from 8 a.m., but we made it.
We made it, and there's food on the table, so life is good. And another thing I think is quite important to bring up is upcycling leftovers. And I know you said that you often use them in your recipes, which is so brilliant. But just a little tip for anyone that is listening that wants to be more involved in using leftovers in the fridge. At tea break, we actually empty our crew fridge every single day. Whoever's on crew mess, they bring out every leftover. We open up the lids so the boys don't even have to open the lids, so it's no extra work for them. You would be surprised how much leftovers we go through. And it's not actually that often that we give you many leftovers, Jackie, because the crew, they devour it. I mean, this morning, people were having curry for breakfast and steak sandwiches from yesterday. I mean, not the most typical breakfast, but we were eating the food that we had in the fridge, and nothing is going to waste, which is yacht crew working on boats. That is something that happens far too often. So I just kind of wanted to share that because I know that's something that we've spoken quite a lot about is upcycling leftovers.
Definitely.
And provisioning. Do you have any advice for someone, maybe a stew who's having to provision for the galley while the chef's on leave, or for someone stepping up to the galley for the first time? Where can they start, and what kind of big tips can you give them for provisioning?
I'm going to say, like, break it down into lists. Like, I do a dairy list, I do a fruit and veg list, and then I do like a meat, fish kind of list. And yeah, break it down into sections. And then if you can go to the store, or if you're ordering online, do it piece by piece. Like, I order my, put all my dairy in my cart, and then I sort of go through the proteins and sort of work out, then go on to the fruit and veg, things like that. Obviously, today was a really big day. We took on a lot of deliveries today in terms of provisions. But, and then dry stores as well, that's a whole nother level. So if you can space it out sort of different days, and obviously when I could go to the store, I would go one day and do like a big dairy top up. These things have got a long shelf life, longer shelf life, cheese and your cream cheese, sour cream, all those sorts of things. Get all that and then go back the next day and get all your flour and canned goods and things like that, so that you're getting it stage by stage, putting it away, and it's not one shop. And in case you forget anything, you know you're going to go back the next day if you have that luxury, of course. If you don't, lists are your best friend. And also looking at the space you have and I guess people that have worked with me probably say I've always brought more than I probably need. That is probably due to the fact that a lot of boats I've been on have changed. You know, the itinerary's changed all of a sudden and you've got to spend longer offshore. And oh my goodness, I always buy a little bit extra if I can hold it, and definitely keep my fridge pretty packed just in case, because plans always change and you never know. And the worst thing is, yeah, running out of milk or something because the crew mess will not be a joyful place.
If people can't have their milk and their coffee. And during COVID, you were at anchor for a while and plans were changing. I can imagine you overbuying probably saved the crew their sanity to ensure that they had food to eat. So I'm sure at that point in time, you were probably pretty thankful that you did over-provision.
Definitely. Bread flour has been a hard thing to find. So I was super excited. Like, it was almost, you know, hitting the jackpot, finding some bread flour and keeping those things topped up without obviously stockpiling, which was also an issue. But definitely I moved towards a lot of sweet potato or squash or cauliflower, the sorts of vegetables that are going to last longer at anchor. Your romaine lettuce, these things are going to last longer in your fridge compared to your arugula, which is going to be gone, you know, I don't know, a couple of days sometimes. And, you know, your soft berries, get some watermelon, get some pineapple, things that are going to last longer. Again, as much as your fridge can hold, and yeah.
Take it from there. Yeah, that's really, really good advice. I'm a little bit of a chronic overbuyer as well. So I too can relate, but I always view it this way. If you have guest snacks that are starting to expire, the crew will never complain.
No,
they will still eat them. Mm-hmm. Even if they're a couple weeks out of date, they will still eat said snacks. So I think overbuying within reason is actually quite smart in our line of work, because you're absolutely right. You never know where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing. You could be crossing to the UK one week. The next week you're going to Canada. The next week you're going to the Bahamas. I mean, life is crazy, even on the best of times in yachting, and especially during this whole COVID season that we've just been through and are still going through, to be honest. So I'm really excited to talk about this next part. Basically, Jackie, in addition to cooking for all of us lot and absolutely killing it with guests on, you are also studying every week. You're taking classes. You're doing homework. I mean, after 14 years of yachting, you would think you would just enjoy chucking out a couple meals here, putting your feet up at the end of the day, but you are not slowing down. And I would just love to hear a little bit more about what you're doing and how kind of your journey in yachting in the last 14 years has got you here.
Yeah, I've started studying a health coach course with integrative nutrition out of New York, which I'm sure some of you have probably heard of. It's quite a huge online school. And I know a lot of other yacht crew have also done this course. I've taken the 12-month option because the 6-month just sounded way too hectic for me. And I'm so glad I did the 12-month, because having guests on and trying to do lectures and pay attention, homework, and all these sorts of things has for me been a struggle, because I do work probably more than I should sometimes. And my hours in the, I would sleep in the galley probably if I was allowed. But so I do spend a lot of time in there. So switching off and actually going and doing my homework has become a priority over the last 12 months. And it's quite funny, because last night, that's what our class was literally about, was time management. And it's been difficult to sort of stop work and go and do this. But now that I'm doing it, I'm absolutely loving it. And I'm so excited and nervous to graduate in 6 weeks and hopefully start helping some people in the line of, yeah, being an online health coach. It's been eye-opening in the fact that it's not all about your diet. A lot of it is to do with your finances, your relationships, your stress, your sleep is huge. And as yacht crew, I think we're all sleep deprived for sure. Diet, obviously, in your food does play a part, but there is so much more going on. If you're really unhappy in your situation, if you're really stressed about a family member, no matter what you eat, that's not going to help. So this course has been definitely eye-opening. It's definitely changed, I want to say, my life in terms of prioritizing my time, my energy, where I go with things, all that sort of stuff. So definitely recommend it. And I'm excited to hopefully have a website launching soon and have some services and stuff and do some health histories and hopefully help some other yacht crew realize how they can make even small changes. I used to live by the motto, you can sleep when you're dead. I now would like to sleep 8 hours, which for those of you that know me well will find very bizarre. So yeah, it's definitely helped me in my lifestyle for the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's so crucial because I don't know how many times I've said that myself, like, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And I think honestly, in the past kind of year or 2 years, I've realized sleep is a gift that we don't always have the luxury of having as yacht crew. And I just utilize it. But I think you're so right. I mean, health is far more than just our diet. And I definitely had the misconception when you said, oh, I'm going to be a health coach. I just thought, okay, cool. So you're going to tell people what to cook. You're a chef, so that makes sense. But and surely you don't need to do a 12-month course on telling people what to eat. I mean, you could just put together some meal plans. But as you and I have had kind of conversations about what you're learning, it's all encompassing, really. And something that I'm sure as yacht crew, we can all appreciate that the balance for us is so out of whack. Mm-hmm. It is go, 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 go. You drop off. You have a big night out. You have a day in bed because you're probably a little hungover. You maybe have one day to explore. And then you're back on the bandwagon. Is there anything that really has stuck out to you that you think we could take away from your course? And besides maybe prioritizing sleep a little more, is there anything that you think is more tangible that we could all really harness and learn from?
I think what I realized in the last few months, especially along with COVID, is maybe taking 10 minutes of each day just to do something just for you. So whether you choose a song and you listen to that song a couple of times, or you sit outside and watch the sunset, the sunrise. I know I've found here getting off the boat and just going for a walk at the end of service and seeing the sunset has just been absolutely amazing and shifted my mood and just, I don't know, something magical's happened out there. And it was literally 10 minutes. I was off the boat, little walk, watched the sunset, came back, listening to my music, and that was it. And it wasn't a long time. And yes, I'd been on my feet all day and I was tired, but I was still like, I'm just going to go for a 10-minute walk. And it just literally helped me sleep, helped me unwind, and I just felt so much better. So sometimes just 10 minutes of sitting out in the sun or 10 minutes of reading a book or calling someone, like family member, a friend, it can, if it's only 10 minutes or 5 minutes, if that's all you've got, just to sort of set a timer and just focus on yourself for that time. And journaling is another thing that I absolutely love. That's more than one thing than you asked, but journaling is amazing as well. I love writing. So yeah, just 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, if you can squeeze it in.
That's so brilliant. I'm the worst for making time for myself. Jackie and I, we can relate on this on many levels because she's in the galley, you guys, 7 o'clock in the morning. You are there until 8 o'clock at night. This is with guests off the boat. Off the vessel, people.
It's a beautiful galley.
It is a nice galley, but I really admire, though, that you do get up every morning. You do watch the sunrise almost every morning. And, well, I'm not a morning person, so there's no way I'm going to get up every morning, to watch the sunrise. I could do the sunset, or I can do 10 minutes of singing Taylor Swift in the shower, or whatever the case may be. So I love that 10-minute rule. And something else that Jackie has taught me, because being a chief stew, just being a stew or yacht crew in general, is so stressful sometimes. And I have gone in the galley a few times in a little bit of a fuss. And I'm going to say that really kindly because I was a bit of a mess. And Jackie was like, okay, stop what you're doing, breathe. And honestly, it was so crucial and so helpful for me. I think in that specific moment, everything just felt so overwhelming and so intense. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you told me breathe in for four, hold for four, out for four. Is that right?
Yes. Like deep belly breaths as well. So like really big inhales, like full exhales. Just focus on your breath, close off your mind to everything else and take a couple of deep belly breaths and then inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four. And you don't have to do this two or three times. And then I sent you on your way again. And all was right with the world.
It's so funny. You like sent me back off to school or something. Like, have a good day at school. You'll do great on your test. That's how it felt. But even you just telling me to breathe, oh, it's so nice to have crew around you that understand the importance of things like that. Instead of saying, well, why don't you make a to-do list and put everything out? Yeah, that's great. But in that specific moment when you're feeling super overwhelmed, you just need to catch your breath. And I think working with you has really taught me that, that I don't need to always, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, write everything down, because sometimes, gosh, that's even worse. I think you do just need to breathe, and then you can go, okay, I can tackle this. I've got this. I've done it before, and I'll do it again. And then you send me off to school with some sourdough. For those of you that follow Jackie on Instagram, she has a sourdough starter named Betty, and there was no way we could do this podcast without mentioning Betty. Betty makes an appearance every day.
She does.
A very lucky sailboat here in Newport got a Betty bake today, a sourdough bake with a heart on the top. I mean, seriously, a heart on the top of bread. You're amazing.
That was something that I actually, I've learned off the old Instagram, and I really wanted to try it. I managed to get a razor blade off the deck department to be able to slice my sourdough nicely. So it's been a winning day all round with the sourdough. Betty is my baby. She is, yeah, love her. And I'm sure everyone's seen so much of her. And if she's all the boys here, though, everyone's starting to take an interest in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's kind of wondering how this jar of concoction on the benchtop manages to, you know, show up in a loaf of bread every day. So we've definitely educated a few people around here on sourdough, and anyone that goes home on rotation is more than welcome to take some and try it at home. So yeah, we're breeding sourdough babies, hopefully, along the way.
And you guys, Jackie's not even kidding. She has literally said, when I next leave the boat to go on holiday, she's going to give me one of Betty's
babies?
Offspring? I don't know. It sounds weird when we talk about it like this. But it's the sourdough starter that you need for the bread, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're still working on baking for myself.
Yes. I don't want to go down the steps beyond the starter, like gifting the starter, because it was definitely a journey for me. And there's definitely a few people out there that were a big part of that journey. And there's been a lot of chat and a lot of talk. And sometimes, yeah, I was, you know, in quite a state about my sourdough, but I feel I'm on the right path now. But it's still, she only was born in March, so I've got a long way to go yet. But hopefully gaining some more followers along the way with educating the crew on how therapeutic this whole sourdough journey is, really.
You are so funny. You are so funny. When Jackie joined the boat, a girlfriend of mine was like, oh my gosh, I heard Jackie's going to work with you. I hope she brings Betty. And I thought, what the hell is Betty? So it's just been such a joy and an absolute pleasure working with you, Jackie. So thank you for finally at long last saying yes to me asking you to come and work with me again. It's just been so brilliant. And before we go, I just want to know, is there any tips or advice you would give to anyone looking to maybe make the transition from stew to galley, or anyone wanting to start in the industry as a chef? Is there any kind of piece of advice you would give them?
Oh, goodness. I think it's amazing. Being in the galley is so much fun. It's definitely hard work. You've got to be self-motivated, and there are days where you wonder how you're going to get everything done so you can go to bed at night. But it does happen, and there is nothing more satisfying than people just enjoying food and being happy. I think food brings people together, and it's just amazing to be able to create food that people come in and go, thanks, that was really good. And you're like, yes, like, I've achieved my goal today. So
that's beautiful. What a nice sentiment as well, to be a part of that joy that people experience every day. So Jackie, for those of you that want to follow you, the one I have named the Queen of Food, that's what I call you now on my Instagram, my daily Instagram chronicles of what you make for us. Where can people find you on Instagram, and how can they be in touch?
So my Instagram is cupcakeatsea, and yeah, I've also got a Facebook page, Cupcake at Sea, and I have a blog going, Cupcake at Sea, where I'm sharing some recipes. Sorry, the blog is cupcakeatsea.com. So I'm posting recipes there, not as frequent as I was because I'm a little bit busy, but I will get back to it. And you have to bear with me sometimes. There's a few little errors, but just send me a message and I'm more than willing to help out. Any questions, anyone wants any advice or anything. Yeah, I love talking food and galley stuff all day long.
She's not lying. She does. We could talk about pad thai until the cows come home. Well, Jackie, thank you. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast today. I know I just really admire your heart of service, the way you view food, and how you really just harness crew joy and wanting to be a part of that is just such a beautiful thing. So thank you from me and our crew. And also thank you for being on the Yachtstew podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could please share, rate, and review. Have an idea for a podcast topic or want to be our next guest? Get in touch through @TheYachtStew on Instagram or send an email to hello@TheYachtStew.com. And be sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode.